button pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have recently gotten advice to change the show name to Button Pusher because there is only one in the studio. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, like, Harrison is always going to be part of me, you know, like, he's in my heart. Every time I'm in this studio and I look over in the corner of our little logo that we drew on the wall, you know, like, he's here in this place forever, you know? So maybe we're keeping it. Also, we might just change it to something completely different, like Mayor of Yapville or something, because let's be real, I do be yapping. I want to get some music playing right away before I do get into all the yapping, because I missed my show last week. Sorry about that. Have had a very busy week. We'll probably delve into that a little bit more throughout the show for sure. But yeah, we have a lot of songs that we want to get through today, that we want to get through. That's right, I'm looping you in this without asking. But we've got new Pluko, we've got new Nomana, Slumberjack, Evan Gia's doing some singles from her upcoming album, super great. New Machine Drum was really, really good. Holly is about to drop an album as well that is just crazy. Like, the first song that I heard on it, I'm like losing my mind listening to it. I have no idea how he did like most of the sounds in that song. It's crazy. Got some nice like UKG stuff coming. The new Charlie XCX stuff. I played a little bit. I had a sub show on Tuesday. I subbed for someone, and I am really excited about this album. I played mostly like regular music on that show because I was like, I don't know, I want to save all my like fun experimental stuff for my own show and my usual listeners, all four of you. But no, I know there's more than four actually, which is great. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Some of you have consistently been hitting me up after most of the shows, or just every once in a while saying you tune in and like some of the songs. Fantastic. If you ever want song recs, it is literally my favorite thing in the world to try and guess what kind of songs people would like. I also realized I did not turn off Rivendell. So when it says that we're currently listening to Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads, that is false. I'm sorry. Good band, though. Anyway, I've already kind of begun the yap train. But what else do we have? Rez did an updated version of her song Edge, which was like one of her kind of like debut or like really big songs that really helped her enter the scene. And this kind of VIP mix of it, or like a redo of it, is really, really cool, because I think Rez has been trying very hard to kind of shape her sound and her style over the past couple years of releases, and like hearing how much of it has changed since when she first hit the scene is like so apparent in this mix. I think like this version of the mix is like so much less intense in like a relying on like sheer harsh sounds, and it's so much more intense from like a ethereal and like spooky kind of perspective, I guess. And that's definitely kind of the vibe that she's been trying to curate for a really long time. So I love how it's just getting spookier and spookier with each new release. Super fun. A Good Society collab album with a Matty O'Neill track and a DeBow track that were both really good. What else? New Porter Robinson, fantastic. It is 6.5 minutes long. There is a radio version. I'll probably still just play the 6.5 minute long version. Don't know how much I will yap about the lyrics on air, because a lot of it is pretty intense, and I'm quite frankly do not know how much I can spill about that on air because of like FCC regulation stuff. But I have been thinking like crazy about this song, and if anyone does want to talk about it or chat about it, I have been like looking into songs that I think that he was influenced by. I love grabbing recs from my artists that I love. Like, they usually have playlists on their Spotify of like, oh, I like to listen to this kind of stuff. And definitely scoured Porter's a while ago. He recently deleted it and just replaced it with 250 copies of Cheerleader, his first song from the album, but whatever. But yeah, I've been loving it a lot, and it's really powerful messages, especially just like the super messy internal dialogue of a somewhat enemy brain. Fantastic, fantastic song. And some Prob Cause, some Boss Fight, maybe I'll play some Rosalia. I've been kind of vibing with her. A really sick remix of Levity's Flip It. I had no idea that a song like that could go this hard. Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff. New Underscores. Underscores just revealed that Wall Socket, the album that they worked on, or their most recent album, is going to get a director's cut with four additional tracks on it and a vinyl release. So really hoping to grab that vinyl. Wall Socket is a crazy project that I will definitely be talking about more when we get to that track. But now that I said I wasn't going to yap and have only been talking for 5 minutes, let's get into the first track. This is Oxygen by Evan Gia. Evan Gia is the coolest female music producer on the scene right now. Maybe just the coolest music producer in general. No, okay. Like, she's great. I saw her live at Breakaway this last year, and she, like, knew people in the crowd. She's from Boston, and she was pointing to, like, her family that came to visit, her grandparents that were, like, at this basically, like, rave watching her, and, like, all these people that she's pointing to is, like, I went to high school with those people, and, like, we were college besties, and, like, I didn't even coordinate for, like, you to show up to this, but, like, it's so good to see you again kind of thing. And she answers, like, all of her DMs on Instagram. She calls, like, her fan base the Evan Giang, like, her name is Evan Gia, and it's like Giaang, like the gang, I guess. And she's just like super in touch with her fan base and stuff. She has like a cycling class that she tries to keep like all of her fans, you know, like, we're gonna make music and then listen to it while we cycle and like stay fit and like, you know, work on ourselves, you know. She has like dance classes and stuff. I don't know, super, super cool artist, and seems very interested in just kind of helping other people live their best lives too. Just super fun. I love people that are kind of working hard to unify a bunch of people in a shared hobby. I think Evan G is really good at that. And then this is also a collab with Mora Kismet, who has been killing it lately. Most recent EP, the Humor Me EP, is very, very good. But also very much killed it on this collab with Evan Gia. I might just let it play right into the next song, which is going to be Solar Punk by No Mana. They have very similar vibes. I don't think the transition will be that smooth. I think I'll just let it fade and go into the next one. So let it be radio silence for a bit. But that way we can fit a little bit more music in without all of my yapping. Here is Oxygen by Evan Gia and Mora Kismet, most likely followed by Solar Punk by No Mana.
Sweat dripped on our beating. I'ma kick out my demons. I'ma kick out my demons. Keep that baseline beating. Okay, it is the season. I'ma keep chasing that feeling. I'ma keep chasing that feeling. Sweat dripped on our beating. Sweat dripped on our beating. I'ma keep chasing that feeling. Sweat dripped on our beating. I'ma keep chasing that feeling. Sweat dripped. We'll be right back.
fantastic track and fantastic album. I'm going to be playing definitely more tracks from that album following that one. The album is called I Contain Flashing Images. Fantastic name as well. And Nomana is just such a super cool, like, creator. Nomana makes all of the, like, if you look up this album, you'll see a lot of really cool, like, pixel art and pixel animations for, like, the visualizers and stuff like that. And he makes all of those as well. So kind of a multimedia creator, I guess, in that sense. And definitely likes to be exploring, like, different genres of really deep, like, tech music, so doing, like, UKG, electro house, techno house stuff. Really interesting. Love the vibe of his, like, visual art, too. It is super, super cool. Super digital and, like, pastel, like, neon, kind of. So very, like, cyberpunky, I guess. But also 8-bit, so I don't really know what that is like. Like, retro cyberpunky or something. Like, very Tron, I guess, if that makes sense. Super cool album. I'm honestly probably just going to play the intro real quick. It's like 30 seconds, and I really think it captures a lot of how, like, unserious of a creator he is. He's just, like, very much making stuff and hoping people like it, and I really like that vibe a lot. He did a Reddit AMA at one point, and Ask Me Anything, and he literally was just saying, like, yeah, I had no reason to do this. I was just, like, kind of bored, and I have my phone, so I'll be, like, on and off, otherwise I'm just playing Minecraft right now, and, like, was answering people's questions for, like, a couple of days, because he was, like, I think he had, like, a layover that got canceled or something, and he was just, like, chilling for, like, a couple of days, so he's like, you know what, I'll just talk to people who are interested in my work for a little bit. Really cool person, but here is the opening to the album, I Contain Flashing Images. It's about 30 seconds long, and tells you what to do in case you have epilepsy or something like that.
Warning. The forthcoming content contains vivid, flashing images that may induce discomfort for photosensitive individuals. For any grievances, concerns, or matters necessitating managerial attention, we respectfully request that you communicate by sending a swift fuck you as a direct message to I Have No Manas on Instagram. We value and consider all feedback. Viewer discretion is advised. And please, enjoy irresponsibly.
Fantastic. And we are going to enjoy irresponsibly. I've got a couple more tracks that I want to play. One is a collab with Feed Me. Feed Me has this really cool technique on, I think it's like a flanger phaser combination something, where it sounds like he's kind of like shuffling the synth like around your head. There's like a lot of panning and stuff. So like if the synth was a deck of cards and you did like a bridge shuffle, that's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. I should probably learn the real technical term for it, but I'm not, I don't know it yet. But I think it's a really cool effect that he throws in a lot of his like remixes and stuff, and it works super well with No Mana's sound. And then I also want to play Roadburn. I think I really like the lyrics in Roadburn. There's, I think, a vocal sample of someone saying she's dancing like the world is in her hands. She doesn't like the way I'm feeling or something like that, and then she's part of me now, something like that. And I love the like vibe of like Roadburn and being like this thing is part of me now. Is like, I don't know if you've ever suffered a really terrible bike crash or God forbid a car crash or something, but you really, really scrape yourself up. You are picking the road out of you for a while, and some of it is not coming out, you know, like that is like a not just a physical scar, like there is debris part of your body probably forever, and parts of your body that are probably part of that road forever. Not to be morbid, but like I like that illusion in the title of like, wow, this like thing that's like been so difficult and like ripping apart is like road burn in a part of me. Very, very cool. Like that vibe a lot. I think we'll also do these back to back. I don't think they will blend into each other very well, but oh, you know what? I also want to play City to City at some point, and I was going to play that during the like UKG section, but City to City goes right into another track, so do we have time for that? We maybe don't. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm so erratic. Anyway, we're going to do Hopeless by No Mana, Feed Me, and vocals from Birdie Scott, who killed it. She also does a couple of other songs on the album, including Falling in Love, which is like probably one of the best ones on the album, I think. And then followed by Roadburn. So here is Hopeless. Notice that shuffle synth thing. I think it's pretty cool. And then Roadburn.
Now she starts in like the one.
All right, that was Roadburn by No Mana from I Contain Flashing Images. I don't know why I said that like Roadburn, but I did. Also, not to scare anyone, I wasn't in a car crash or like a bike crash or anything like recently or anything. I know we had the like slight anecdote of the time when I was coming to radio and got slightly bumped by a vehicle, let's call it. But that was not like, I did not get road burn from that. I did have one issue with road burn at one point. My mom probably remembers this story because she was picking rocks out of me till like midnight and I was just bawling. But I was running like pretty fast backwards for some reason, probably because I'm an idiot. And then I turned around, and as I was turning around, my leg like hooked one of those like, what are they called? I don't know what they're called, but those like parking cement blocks that kind of tell you like, oh, you're in the parking spot. Don't drive any further or you will be in the grass kind of thing. But they say it much less politely. It's usually like a dunk kind of thing. Sorry, that might've been really loud, but I got dunked and tripped and just seared off probably like half of my face. Bits and pieces of my thumb because I tried to catch myself with my hand, so it scraped part of my hand, and I like still have a mark on my knee from it. It was pretty bad. I also like had to go to like the dentist like shortly after that, I think, at one point, which was just like such a weird vibe because I had like bandage wrapped all over my face, and then like also was like someone's like poking around in my mouth, I guess. I don't know, very very funky vibe to be like sitting in the chair. He's like, well, what did you get up to? And I was like, I don't know, I just like died basically. But anyway, okay, hope you've been liking the vibe so far. Kind of want to keep it in that lane for a little bit, so I want to play one of the new Slumberjack tracks from Generations and then also one of the new Pluco tracks from Oxy One Star. This one from Slumberjack is called Pedestal. I really like it. They've been getting into this more like emotional house vibe, especially like the Stutter Flutter House stuff that like Fred Again has been promoting. Super, super good album. I don't understand how people are like kind of hating on Slumberjack for a little bit right now, because like Slumberjack has been a huge name in like trap music for a really long time, and they're kind of taking a step away from that and doing this stuff, but I feel like they're killing it. Like, this is some of the best like, you know, existential dance music I've ever heard. And I think it's really, really good vibes. They already have like a VIP mix of Nostalgia as well, which is another track from the album. Kind of taking it in a different, a little bit faster, a little bit more energetic direction. It's still like a really good project. So if you're looking for vibes like this one, that's you're about to hear, definitely check out the Generations EP by Slumberjack. And if you're interested in, you know, artists that really like to go all over the place with their sound, check out some of Slumberjack's stuff. Especially their Sarawak EP is really popular. Dichotomy is a really good album as well. And I think some of my favorite tracks by them are Legend, Crucified, Hide and Seek is super good, Solid, and Daggers are all really, really great tracks. And a little bit more in their heavier trap kind of vibe instead of this more emotional stuff. But really, really like this track. I like the kind of juxtaposition between the really aggressive vocal right before the drop and the really ethereal vocal throughout the rest of the track, and kind of how hard-hitting the drums are with very airy and like vibrant synths and stuff. Super fun track. Here is Pedestal by Slumberjack and Jeans.
Never give a fuck.
You on a pedestal, they put you on a pedestal. You on a pedestal, they put you on a pedestal. And everybody knows your name, and everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name, and everybody knows your name. They put you on a pedestal.
Never give a fuck. give a fuck.
Love it so much. I love that vibe too, like the put you on a pedestal and everyone knows your name, like the pressure of the pedestal kind of thing is like you might want to be in the limelight for a little bit, but once you're there, it's like it's a lot. You got to deal with a lot of stuff at once. And liking a lot of the artists, especially, you know, Charlie and Porter have a lot of stuff in their most recent albums that are like kind of exploring that vibe. I know I keep saying that like every show, but really, really like that vibe of people kind of being like, I love making stuff and I love that like you guys are interested in me, but like this is also a lot of pressure right now, and like I feel like everyone knows me and I can't like go around just like being me kind of stuff. And I don't know, very good vibe. But aside from even that vocal, because like they're not really trying to pull a lot from the vocal, I think they're just trying to get a nice emotional vibe set with the track. Really, really nice track. I think it pulls at the heartstrings a little bit somehow. I don't know. I've got some people that I'm chatting with right now. They're all tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, gang. A lot of people I used to TA with and related people. Fantastic group. Love them all to death. But they were kind of, we were all chatting for a little bit about my road burn incident and some similar scenarios. And then one person was just like, wait, this song kind of banging. And someone else was like, yeah, this show's going hard. And I'm like, yeah, this, like, the releases these past couple of weeks have been really good. And this album is fantastic. So check out the Generations EP, see kind of the new direction of Slumberjack, and see if maybe they're going to keep that up for a little bit longer. All right, I want to play Ripped Jeans by Pluco. Oxy One Star is a fantastic EP. I'm loving it so much. I think he's done a lot of like single releases over the past like while. I don't know what the first one even was. Maybe Runaway or maybe Jump Out. I don't know. That was kind of a while ago, I think. But anyway, this is a really, really good album and a fantastic living room show that he did at one point recently to kind of debut the album, as well as a bunch of collabs and kind of stuff he's got in the vault that he's working on. The vault is like where you keep all your projects that aren't finished yet. It's so many cool collabs. Like I was just pausing to like see if that song was out yet, and it never was. So we've got a lot of really cool stuff from Pluco coming out shortly, and if you're interested in Pluco or interested in this song, like the vibe, check out the album and enjoy it, or the EP and like it, definitely watch that show. I love watching live sets or, you know, like concerts or whatever, especially at work. Just kind of put it on in the background or on a second monitor or something. Makes me feel like I'm coding at a rave or something. But this, the way that he video recorded this and like got it together is so sick. Like he just threw a party in his living room and everyone there is like people that he knows or, you know, within a couple degrees of separation, and they're just packed in his house. And he's got a couple of cameras set up to get like different angles of it. And then he's just in the middle playing music. He's got all his equipment kind of making a barrier from him and the crowd, and like live playing stuff, live mixing some stuff, like has DJ set set up too. Just a really crazy fun vibe. I hope at one point in my life I can get to that point. Like, it just, even if it's not releasing things, like, or even my own music, just like get a bunch of people together, pack them in my house, and like just listen to music, play it, have a good time, have a little party. It looks like a super fun time. So definitely check it out if that seems like something you're interested in, or if you just want to get a sneak peek on some new Pluco stuff. Pluco's definitely been kind of embracing a much more like emotional overtone in his music recently, of kind of like I don't know what exactly it is, but finding comfortability with yourself. And I've really liked a lot of the themes on this album. The lyrics are "I feel strange," or I'm sorry, the song titles are "I feel strange," "Sunburn," "Ripped jeans," "Okay, yes," "Get right," "Jump out," and "Run away." And I think a lot of it is about really taking the leap, and it doesn't matter if anyone's gonna follow you. If you're like, if you think it is what you want to do, then go for it. And I really like that idea a lot. I think it can be scary and sometimes dangerous, but I think overall, generally a pretty good thing. And I really like "Ripped Jeans" a lot. I think it's a cool title because he doesn't reference it at all in the song, but the whole song is about like, I am no longer kind of like used to this person, and I feel like I'm being hurt, but like I'm okay with that, I think. And I like that allusion to like ripped jeans is like real jeans that don't, or real, but like jeans, regular jeans without rips in them, perfectly functional for most people. Some people don't want to wear ripped jeans, but if you overuse your jeans or use them incorrectly, then they will rip. And you have to decide if that is going to be your fashion or if it's someone else's fashion, kind of thing. But ripped jeans still have use, and they still, some people prefer ripped jeans, and sometimes a ripped jean is super great for like, you know, a hotter day or something. And like, I don't know, it's a cool kind of, it got me thinking a lot of like broken but still useful, or maybe just different and still useful kind of thing. And a fun title for sure. Also, who doesn't like ripped jeans? They're fantastic. Okay. Anyway, here is here's "Ripped Jeans" by Pluco off of Oxy One Star. Super great EP. Check it out. He's been killing it with granular synthesis lately too. Like, his sound design process is so fun to watch. Go on Instagram and just watch it. He has a ton of reels where he's just like making stuff in his room, and it's fantastic. Super cool human being. Here's "Ripped Jeans" by Pluco. beautiful, beautiful computer music by Pluko. Love it so much. He has a hat that just says beautiful computer music. I don't even think it's his merch. It might be just a custom hat that he made. I want it. It's great. Sometimes you just hear a song. I don't know. Maybe you didn't get it with that one. Maybe for different people, it's different kind of tracks. But I feel like sometimes you hear a song and it is just invigorating. Like, it just fills you with energy and, like, it's kind of a cool principle to think about, like, you know, what is a song? It's literally just vibration. It's literally just energy. And then it's going, you know, into you. You're receiving that feeling and processing that vibration and that energy. And literally it's hitting your body and influencing it. Very, very cool. And I think sometimes it's like there's a song where you can actually feel that happening. And I know that's probably not actually what's going on. I'm sure it's a bunch of synapses and mental reactions to all of your senses and stuff. But, like, at the end of the day, isn't that really just it processing the energy anyway? So who knows? Anyway, that was a weird tangent, but love Pluko and that EP a lot. I want to do the PSA real quick. I would love to go for another hour after this if I can, but I don't know if I will be able to. I don't know if the next show is going to be here or not. Still kind of trying to figure out what the summer schedule is. I think there is, like, an alternating show after me. So some weeks they come in and other weeks they do not. I'm not sure, though. Let's see here. Let's find... I don't know. Texting while driving prevention PSA on the vibe of, you know, road burn and all that. Okay, texting while driving prevention. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Wow, that is hard to say. Stoptextstoprex.org. But yeah, don't text while you're driving. Activate that little setting that says, hi, I'm driving right now, or at least moving at a speed higher than human legs could ever take me. So please just be a little bit patient, or if it's an emergency, send it again kind of thing. Get that on there. We don't need more car accidents than we already have. That being said, I do think it is phenomenal how little car accidents we have across the nation, considering, like, I feel like most people do not, like, how do I say this? I'm nervous entrusting a 3 to 4 ton vehicle under, like, just every individual, you know, like, all over the road all the time. Like, how are we not, like, I feel like you bump into people when you're walking on the street. How does that not happen more often with, like, cars that are bigger and heavier and probably harder to move around than, like, your own body? But whatever, I don't drive. I can't really know. Okay, now that we got the PSA out of the way, I do want to play some of Charlie XCX before the show ends, because it's a fantastic album. Man, I have so much more stuff I want to play. I might check the schedule in the meantime and see if, like, the next show is going to be here or not. Let's get it going with Sympathy is a Knife by Charlie XCX. This is off of her new album Brat, or Brat and It's the Same, but there's three more songs, so it's not. I think, I don't know why she did that, but there's three more tracks that got added to the album, like, 3 days after Brat came out. But Sympathy is a Knife is a really nice, slower track, I think, from the album, and kind of captures a lot of this, like, internal dialogue of the, like, pseudo-celebrityship, and, like, wow, like, I hate that I need this sympathy, but I do really love it, and, like, I hate that, like, I love making experimental music, and that just basically immediately ousts me from the Grammys, and, like, I'll never get, like, the recognition, really, and I do want recognition, but I care more about being authentic, but it also is so hard to be authentic sometimes, and, like, I shouldn't really be feeling this because I'm really successful as an artist, and, like, my friends are telling me that I don't need to worry about that, but, like, I still have these thoughts and stuff, and I don't know, it's cool to when artists are really just pouring out their messy mind and not really worrying too much about, you know, a rhyme scheme or a flow or anything, and just making it more about authenticity and stuff. And it's very interesting to see that on an album that is so deliberately, like, rave-focused. Like, there's a very rave and, like, boiler room and, like, underground DJ set-focused album, and still these messages are kind of cutting through every once in a while. Very, very cool. But here is Sympathy is a Knife by Charlie XCX off of Brat, and then we'll play some of the more heavier-hitting ones after that. Yeah, I like that one a lot. Very bouncy, like, bass line and drums and stuff. That's a pretty nice motif of the entire album, I think. Really hoping to do a doubleheader show. I looked at the schedule. It looks like I have no idea if this show is just, like, scheduled but has been filled in by Rivendell for the past couple of weeks. So I might just stick around until 11. If the new DJ comes in, I'll fade out. You know, whatever, probably won't even say goodbye. I'm just gonna dip. I'm just gonna go. You guys mean nothing to me. No, I'm kidding. I love you all so dearly. But I will probably just head out. Otherwise, if my music continues playing well after, I don't know, 11:04, 11:05, we might just stick around and see where it goes. Also, apparently my former housemate is listening to the show while at a club. I'm honored, frankly. I cannot wait to be DJing at clubs. I will be on that side of things at one point. Every single time I go to a concert, there is, like, a moment for, like, 5 to 10 minutes where I just, like, kind of lose it. I'm just like, wow, I really, really, really need to be on that side of this part. Like, I don't care if there are 10 people in the crowd. I need to be playing music live and sharing it with people and stuff. But yeah, I'm glad that your club experience is at least having some music in it. I hope the club isn't terrible. Like, I don't know what kind of club I would be at where I'm like, you know what, I'm actually gonna listen to my friend's radio show. But I love the sentiment. Thank you so, so much. On that note, since you're in the club, let's get a little bit more clubby then with more Charlie XCX stuff. I'm also feeling like I'm in really good company listening to Charlie XCX. If I am Spotify stalking, like, right now, only the very hottest people I know have been, like, looping the album for, like, the past week and a half. So, basically, I think I'm fitting in that category now. No, but we're trying to curate that vibe. Like, basically, within a couple of years, I'm going to be moving to Brooklyn, and I'm going to be, like, the craziest, coolest person you've ever met. But for now, we're still trying to shake the, like, I really, really love talking about computer algorithms for hours on end vibe. We're working on it, one step at a time. Anyway, here is Everything is Romantic by Charlie XCX. I dig this song. I love songs that just have, like, a lot of vocals in them that just kind of have, I don't know, no meaning. They're just, like, different objects or ideas or things. A good example of this is, like, Locals by Underscores. It has a ton of just random thoughts and nouns and, like, adjectives, like, panned all over your head at all times throughout the song. Very cool. Another good one is The Rot by Chaz Cardigan, which I really want to play on the show at some point. We might get that even this week if I can do a double header, because I want to hear that on the studio speakers. But yeah, very cool stuff. And I really like the end of this song. Like, she just loops herself saying fall in love again and again. And it just gets more and more kind of like ethereal as it trails off, kind of, and just keeps building and adding more pads and things into the track. Really, really nice vibe. And then we'll get into some of the more even heavier ones if we have time for it. Here is Everything is Romantic by Charlie XCX.
Tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Fall in love again and again, riding roads doing manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Early nights in white sheets with lace curtains. Capri in the distance. Tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love again and again, early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love. Everything is neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Lemons on the trees and on the ground. Sandals on the stirrups of the scooters. Neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Early nights and white sheets with lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. Early nights and white sheets with lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. 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 Again,
Fantastic, fantastic track. I love how the ending kind of sounds like you're walking past a club, you know, like it's like through the wall kind of, you just hear the like doom 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 and it starts to fade a little bit, then it goes more into, you just hear like an escalator, or like, I think that's what that is, it's like an escalator kind of you know, revolving or conveyor type vibe, and it's like you're just leaving, going home kind of thing. Really cool outro to the track. And love the background synth in like the intro part is so pretty and textured. I have no idea how that came across, but fantastic track. Love it a lot. Let's play the last track from the album. And then also just want to say this has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. In case the next DJ comes in, I will be signing off. Otherwise, we'll keep it going. I don't know, for maybe the whole hour, but for a little bit longer for sure, because I've got more stuff I want to play. So here is 365 by Charlie XCX, the last song on Brat. And then I'll play Spring Breakers, which is probably my favorite, one of my favorites. I don't know. It's hard to pick. But that was one of the three that came out a little bit later, and the one I was most excited for. So I was very bummed when it wasn't on the original album, but very happy when it came out about 2 or 3 days later. Anyway, here is 365 by Charlie XCX.
French manicure, wipe away the residue. Keep